Welcome to the Aging Well podcast. I'm Jeff Armstrong, here with Corbin Bruton. In this and the episodes that follow, we will share candid discussions on aging and hear from the experts. We are here to inform and encourage as we experience, well, aging.
Emerald Brook is a 779-acre, 55-plus active adult living community located in the idyllic and historic countryside of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Knowing the vital role that community and friendship can have in aging adults, Chicago-based Crown Community Development made the deliberate decision to design Amble Brook's entire structure around social connection. In this episode of Aging Well Podcast, Dr. Armstrong visits with Sarah Carbonell, Director of Marketing and Sales at Amble Brook, for an in-depth conversation that dives further into the community's pioneering efforts to foster connection and longevity for its aging residents. Well, Sarah, welcome to the Aging Well podcast. Before we begin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became associated with Amble Brook?
Sure. I started my home building career about 20 years ago and started with Pulte and Del Webb, and then worked for another national builder after that and went on to the private sector. Came across this position twice by a dear friend of mine and realized that home building was really my passion. And while this is working for developers, kind of along the same realm. And so I took this position and it's been really awesome and really, really rewarding to see this community from the very beginning to where it is today and to meet all the new residents and just to see how happy everybody is.
Well, tell us a little bit about Amble Brook and why Gettysburg, Pennsylvania?
Well, let me talk a little bit about Gettysburg first, if that's all right.
No, that's absolutely. I'm from Pennsylvania, so Gettysburg is very familiar. So,
all right. Well, wonderful. So Gettysburg is one of those places that even if you go across overseas, people know Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And so because it's rich in history. And when we were doing our initial research, it really was identified as an untapped market. And that there was nothing like what we offer today in the area. So that became the targeted location for us because of its history and its rich in culture and its proximity to DC. Maryland, Baltimore, also New Jersey and New York. It's you know, you can get to DC in an hour and a half, Maryland, parts of Maryland within 45 minutes. And then of course, Baltimore an hour and, you know, New York, maybe a little 2 hours or so. So it was really, when we think about the buyer, it was really a really great location for this buyer that really wants the culture and the ability to kind of go to all of those areas. So that was a reason for Gettysburg, but Amble Brook is almost an 800-acre site community. It will be 2,000 homes at the time of completion. It is for our 55 and plus active adults. It's resort style. We've got over 50,000 square feet of amenities, and it's really focused on lifestyle, programming, connection, arts and culture, lifelong learning, and wellness. And so, you know, we're about a quarter of the way through. We opened for sales in the middle of 2019, which was kind of a tough time to do that. And 2020 was even tougher. But, you know, it's a really great case study. That could be another conversation another time. But today we are an award-winning community and we've got five builders. We've got Lennar, DR Horton, Caruso, DRB Elevate, and Ward. And so we're really proud to have that collaborative team as part of our community. And so that's just kind of Amble Brook in a summary.
All right. Well, Crown Community Development, the company you work for, made a deliberate decision to design Amble Brook around its entire structure, in fact, around social connection. So why is social connection so important for an aging community?
We have a lot of research, right? And hence, this is the reason why we determine as Crown where we go and which communities we start and who we target. And one of the research articles that we came across in our studies was that the medical journal PLOS Medicine in 2010 stated that across 148 independent studies, people that maintain strong, meaningful social relationships are 50% more likely to live longer lives than those who do not. And so that became something that we really took a strong look at. You know, the modern boomer demographic is growing. And so this was a target market that we wanted to go after. And so with that kind of frame of reference and data points, and amongst other ones as well, we just decided that we wanted to create something that offered more for this buyer for their second half of life. And, you know, we look at our buyer, and this is the most unencumbered time in their lives, right? They don't have what I've got going on right now, which is carting kids, you know, all over the place, right? This is the time for them to establish new hobbies, make new friendships, and they want to do that. You know, I mean, this is something that, you know, they want to build those relationships. They want to do all these new things because it's enriching. And so we know that there's all a host of information out there about this. And so we just really decided that was going to be a brand pillar for us and something that we were going to make sure that we offer in everything that we do at Amblebrook.
That's great. We, in the podcast, we tend to talk a lot in terms of the four ages, you know, the first age being the age of dependency, second age being kind of that age of independency where we are, you know, working, building our families, you know, the stage you're in right now. And I'm at the tail end of that stage. But then in the third age being really the age that should be the longest, the most enjoyable. And I think that's the target that you're really going after is those people in that third age, they're retiring. And then we want to have a quality of life that is going to be so much better that that area of their life is going to be long, productive, and fulfilling. And then hopefully the fourth age, which is the age of decline and decrepitude and going toward death, which always sounds so morbid to talk about what fourth age is, the age we really want to keep short and, you know, not have to deal with as much. So Amblebrook's design really draws on the world's blue zones. And I think blue zones is becoming one of those very popular conversations that we're having in the kind of the aging community. These are regions where people experience the highest longevity. So what features make Amblebrook unique among retirement communities?
Well, I really want to talk about three things here. One is we have a collaboration with one of the largest health networks in our area. It's called, the health network is WellSpan Health. And so WellSpan is, we collaborated with them a few years ago when we opened our clubhouse, so about 2021. And what that means, what a collaboration with WellSpan means, is that we have suites on in our fitness center that WellSpan operates out of, and they provide a whole host of services to our residents. They don't take any, like any other, you know, clients, patients. They really just allow for Brook residents only. So it makes our residents feel very, you know, special. Mm-hmm. And so they offer massage, physical therapy is big. They do, and that has grown in the community. So they offer physical therapy. They're also starting to offer personal training services and training services that focus on preventative scenarios like balance, fall prevention. But, and they also offer land and sea courses too, utilizing our indoor pool. So that has been really worthwhile for us. And it has been a great advantage to our residents and providing a lot of value. It's also a great marketing value, of course. But in addition to all of these kind of health and wellness services that they provide, they also do educational services. They leverage some spaces within our clubhouse and they do talks on vaccinations and heart health and, you know, all kinds of things like that. And so that's been really kind of another element that we've incorporated into what we offer at Amblebrook. And then they also have nutrition training, like nutrition consulting. We've brought in one of their executive chefs and he's utilized our exhibition kitchen and shown, you know, demonstrated a recipe, but talked about the benefits behind the food that he is making. And, you know, if he's doing something with, you know, blackberries, for example, right? The benefits behind all the antioxidants and everything in that. So that has been just like kind of a whole health and wellness component that has really been wonderful that we've incorporated into the community. So that's our WellSpan collaboration. The other thing that we have is our indoor pickleball court. So, you know, pickleball is all the rage, but you don't really hear of indoor pickleball. And so while we have the outdoor courts, of course, indoor pickleball is kind of a niche. And so we offer it. And we offer that because we live in, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, we've got all four seasons, so you can't really play pickleball right now in the winter. So, but you can at Amblebrook, you can do it inside. And our residents just love that. And so that is unique to our community. And it gets our folks moving quite, and you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a big social activity too. You know, I often find that folks, and this is all about balance, and it's kind of like what you see in the Blue Zones too. It's inspired, but it's balanced. You know, they play pickleball, right? And then they go next door to the clubhouse and have a happy hour with, you know, wine, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of fun. And so they truly live it up with that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is that, you know, our campus, and I love to call that a campus because it feels like a college campus, right? And what else better to call this community as a campus for our active adult, you know, and it's very youthful, is that we have miles of walking trails. And anytime, even in the winter, you know, when I drive to the community for work, I'm always seeing people walking, biking. We have natural trails made of mulch that go through kind of, we have a little preserve area. So that's been really nice for our residents. And then we have some other, you know, asphalt trails that go throughout along the tree line. And it's they're loops. People like loops, you know, of trails, and it keeps our residents active. But you, most of the time, people walking with friends, you know, and it's really nice to see that. So those are, you know, three big things that we really incorporated into our community. And it's really inspired by the Blue Zones.
And you've kind of touched on this, so I guess this next question will be a little bit more of an elaboration on what you've just really talked about, but how does this type of community foster longevity, or more importantly, a longer, healthier life? Because we talked a moment ago about the third age, and that's where we really want to extend that period of life. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we have all kinds of programming that encourage longevity. So, you know, I talked a little bit about the WellSpan piece. But we also have other kind of physical programs and rooms to support health and well-being. We've got a great state-of-the-art strength and cardio room and it really is state-of-the-art. We've got some machines in there that are top-notch. And, you know, we have a rowing machine that works 87% of all of your muscles, you know, in your body. And you see folks using that quite often. So we've got that. We also have what we call a movement studio, and that's for your aerobics classes, your Zumba, yoga, all of those things. We have a wonderful indoor pool, 4-lane, 25-yard indoor pool. That is for our lap swimmers. And then, you know, so that's kind of the fitness element. We also have an outdoor pool as well that our residents enjoy in the summer. We also have this wonderful clubhouse. And I feel like the clubhouse is more about everything hits the social aspect. But I look at the fitness center as like the physical aspect. And then I look at the clubhouse as more of the social connection piece, although there's some crossover. But the clubhouse offers spaces like an exhibition kitchen, right? So that is where food demonstrations happen. We have a great, for example, I love, you know, storytelling. We've got a great culinary club, an Italian club, you know, and you frequently find them making recipes, sharing recipes, cooking for the club, trying new things. And then, you know, they take it to the next level and then they plan a trip to Italy. They're going to Italy this summer, you know? So we've got a space like that. We've got a resident bar and lounge. We have a lot of, you know, happy hour clubs. You know, Dumble Brooks is one of them. That's the beer club, and, you know, a wine club. We also have spaces for arts and crafts. We have a great arts and crafts room with a kiln, a lecture hall, and a performing arts theater where we can bring in local musicians and other programs to really, you know, speak to that element that's really interested in education and culture. And so we really try to hit all aspects of, you know, the individual. We look at wellness from all elements of wellness.
Yeah. So all the programs are built to give opportunity to social connection. Are there any programs specifically that you utilize to encourage that social connection? Because I could see where it could be easy, and although unlikely, that somebody would move into a community like this and then just stay in their home or maybe walk the trails by themselves, go to the gym by themselves. So what are some programs you have to encourage social connection really outside the community as well as inside the community?
Yeah. So when residents first move in, we have a resident orientation and a happy hour. And that is a great, you know, the orientation is perfect because it's, you know, it goes over everything that it means to live in a, you know, HOA managed, you know, facility. So that's really helpful. But the happy hour is kind of the first step to meet new neighbors. Maybe they might be living next door to you, and some existing residents. We invite some of our Amblebrook ambassadors. These are our happy residents that want to almost like sponsor new folks that come in to the community, and they get a chance to learn about, this is their opportunity to learn about some of the clubs, to learn about some of the programs, the trips that are being hosted by some of the clubs that have started. But in terms of outside of the community, we also do things like we've got a partnership with Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tours. And they've partnered with us to offer bus tours, for example, to the Philadelphia Flower Show. That's tomorrow. And so our residents, it's only our residents are taking that bus to the trip, you know. And so we set up a date, a time, location. Of course, there's a fee. But we make it, you know, we offer lunch throughout the whole day trip that's planned. And so that's as a result of our partnership with that company. Then they will also, for example, if residents want to go to downtown Frederick in Maryland to go shopping for the day, our lifestyle director, who's a full-time lifestyle director, she learns what residents want, you know, and then she plans that. So she'll work with the Battlefield Bus Tour company and say, on this date, can we do this for the residents? They want to go shopping. And so she'll plan that. So that's one partnership that we leverage that allows us to get into the community and be social. We also, residents are very much involved in philanthropy. And so they, on their own, or also, you know, sometimes we bring in organizations to come and educate our residents about what's in the needs in the area. And then our residents get involved, but we work with Roots for Boots. We work with the local Chamber of Commerce, but we also work with local cancer organizations, and the residents get together. Last year, for example, we did a 5K to support that. We've done Toys for Tots, all of these things. So we try to, through our programming, bring those organizations into the community, educate our residents about that. And then that's what naturally happens. The residents then decide to form a club or, you know, start an initiative that then just kind of takes on its own, it morphs, you know, into something bigger. And so that's been really, really great to see how our residents can get involved in the community, not just within Amblebrook.
I like that whole idea of not only having social connection within your current available community, but really working on getting the aging adult to be able to broaden that out into a broader community. That is a really nice approach. All right. Well, I have a question here that we ask all of our guests. What are you doing personally to age well? And you're pretty young, so.
Yeah. Well, my kids keep me young, so I'm constantly running around. So that's helpful. But, you know, I work out at least five days a week, drinking lots of water. You know, those are the typical things. And I have a good network of friends. And so I make sure to take time for myself. My husband and I like to be social too. And so we spend time with our friends and do things with our friends when we're not carting kids to and from sports activities or music activities and things of that sort. So, you know, it's all about balance, but those are the types of things that I do on a daily, and I love to laugh. So whatever event or people that I can surround myself with that will help me, you know, laugh, I love that.
We actually did an episode on the importance of laughter for aging well. So good.
Wonderful.
All right, Sarah, is there anything else that we have missed that you would like to share with our listeners? How can our listeners find you and learn more about Amblebrook?
Well, your listeners can find us on amblebrookgettysburg.com. That's the best way, is our website. You know, I think, you know, I'm really fortunate to be working with Crown and to be part of this community. It's really rewarding to see residents move in and then get involved and enjoy living where they are. And we oftentimes hear lots of stories. They come in and tell us about their experience and the things that they're involved in. And that just has it just warms my heart. It's really very rewarding to see that. And I think any place that can create something that a resident, somebody would never expect, that brings value to their life is going to be really rewarding, not only for the person that's enjoying that, but also for the creators. And Crown has really enjoyed Amblebrook and doing that for the residents there.
Now, are there any plans to expand this out to other areas that people that are listening might be anticipating that, hey, they're coming to my community or anything like that?
You know, well, Crown being that, so a little bit about Crown, we're based out of Chicago, Illinois, and we have communities all throughout the country, Florida, Colorado, Texas, Washington State, Illinois, Indiana, and of course, Pennsylvania. But we are always looking to expand our footprint. So we've got a big strategic effort to do so. And so, there, you know, Amblebrook is our first, you know, our flagship active adult community. We've learned a lot. You know, I mean, we invested $25 million in our amenities up front, you know, and it's proved to be worthwhile for our residents and the community. And so from our learnings, you know, we are actively looking for land where we can do this again. We don't have something just yet, but we are actively looking for that.
All right. So you're kind of setting the trend for aging well communities.
Yes. Yep. Great. We hope so.
Yeah. Well, thank you. This has been a really, really interesting conversation. I appreciate you sharing your time with us today, and I hope you will keep aging well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. I hope you benefited from today's podcast. And until next time, keep aging well.